Ted Nesi joins me on the Seekonk Supply Hotline this morning from Channel 12. Good morning, Ted.
Morning, Kara. Good to be with you.
And listen, okay, let's get all of the fun stuff out of the way. I think it was your birthday. I saw it all over Twitter. Happy birthday, Ted. Ted's going to be Ted and Kim Kalunian, your beautiful daughter. Oh, congratulations.
For your older listeners, I've been saying I turned 39 yesterday, and like Jack Benny, I'm going to stay 39 every year from now on, I think.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And congratulations on your family. You were on some family leave, so you're back, and I realize that it's back to work, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got 6 weeks off. My company offers that now to new dads and moms, and of course the state does as well, so it all works together, and it was really, I was really blessed to have the time. I have to say, I know it's a new thing for dads to take the time off, but I think it's pretty great. It was pretty special.
I think it's awesome. You know, mom goes back, then dad gets their time, and I think it's awesome. So,
yep.
Best of luck with that. Now, and so, unfortunately, the next generation, I don't know, is their budget going to be $35 billion by the time your little one grows up? I don't know, but this is pretty whacked, it feels like, to me. And I don't know if you have some, you know, insight, but I realize that the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council came out yesterday, Wednesday, and said, even the vote is expected soon, obviously, probably Friday, right? There's a House vote on Friday at 4 o'clock in June.
Yep.
Okay, we get it.
Which will mean 9 or 10 o'clock potentially. But yeah, they posted it for 4 o'clock.
Unbelievable. So that's that piece of it. But the budget is on pace to shoot to 48% over the higher than the last 4 years. It was about $9.5 billion back in 2018, 2019, right?
Yeah, and I remember at the time there was a lot of chatter about, oh my God, like we're closing in on a $10 billion budget. This is just, who can believe it? This is wild, you know, people talking like that. And now we're already at 14 is the what they think this current year's budget is going to come in. People want to remember home that the budget year for the government, the state, most of the cities and towns runs from July 1st to June 30th. So it's a different calendar from our, you know, desk calendars at home. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it, the driving force of this growth is all that COVID relief money that's flowed in. We all saw the ARPA money that came in at well over $1 billion. Before that, the CARES Act money, that was over $1 billion. And all sorts of other grants and awards and things. There was a ton of spending by Washington under the last couple of years, sending money to all the states, very much including Rhode Island. And it did two things, Tara. There's obviously, first and foremost, just getting the money, which you can spend on, you know, this, that, and the other project. And, you know, some went to hospitals, it went to all sorts of things. But then what also happened is the way the laws were written, the feds for a period of time were kind of picking up the tab for some of the basic operations of Rhode Island government because they associated with COVID. One good example, a bunch of the money for public safety operations, I think including at least for a period of time, corrections officers were actually being billed to FEMA or Washington as like a pandemic expense, even though obviously we have corrections officers all the time. And what that meant, not only was Washington picking up the tab, but it meant this unusual extra money was sitting around because it's like if someone else paid your mortgage for a couple of months, well, all of a sudden you'd be sitting on a bunch of money you would have otherwise sent out.
Right.
And so that got added into the budget, too. So all these different things have just added, as you said, you know, almost almost $500 billion to the budget. $500 million. It's such big numbers, I'm struggling with it in my own mind.
No, understood. Now, here's the thing. Going back, and I don't know how much you've been following the whole debt ceiling deal and all of that, but there's a piece in that that says the unspent COVID funds will be clawed back in the deal. And
yeah, so
somewhere around $30 billion. Oh, you did? Okay, great.
We did. Eli, because Sheldon Whitehouse is now chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, so he has a bunch of staff experts on this stuff. So our Eli Sherman, who I know joins you a lot, Tara, Eli checked in with Senator Whitehouse's office, and they said the way the bill is written, as they understand it, basically all the money that's already come in and being obligated around is going to stay here, even if we haven't cut the checks for different projects. It's just the ones that haven't been awarded out of Washington yet are going to come back. So I don't think we're going to see, you know, suddenly these projects that are relying on these federal funds can't be funded. I don't think it's that dramatic. I think it's going to be somewhat smaller than we thought from some of the initial reports on it.
Because, you wonder. They're saying that there's $30 billion in the Congressional Budget Office that is considered COVID public health, you know, health emergency money, and they're going to roll that back. They're going to take that back. So you're saying that, that Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's office said it probably won't be a big deal to Rhode Island because it would be the money that's not awarded yet. So the money we have that we rolled into this big fat budget has been awarded.
Exactly. Obviously, this stuff's moving fast. I don't want to sound completely certain of anything quite yet, but that's definitely the sense we got from him and from other things I've read that, you know, it sounds like they're going to, you know, come in and say, no, you can't spend that $1 billion, you know, Dan McKee or whatever. But I don't think it's actually going to be as much as that because of the way they wrote the language in the debt ceiling law.
All right. Ted Nesi from Channel 12 is on the line with me this morning. We're breaking down the Rhode Island budget. So there is a vote on the books for Friday at 4 o'clock. First weekend of June where everybody's not paying attention. The bulk of it, though, I see your breakdown, your charts here. The source of funds in Rhode Island's budget in the millions. The bulk of it seemingly is what, general revenue?
Yep, and that is...
And the federal funds,
Right, if I'm looking at it now, so the governor's proposal, which of course will change in the final budget bill coming out Friday due to negotiations with the lawmakers, but he proposed spending next year $5.5 billion in federal money, $5.3 billion in out of Rhode Island's general fund, which is just a basic pot of cash where most tax revenue goes that comes in Rhode Island, and then another $2.5-ish billion from all sorts of other stuff that could be toll money, though those are on hold, tuition at the public colleges, things like that. So the bulk of it is that is basically about the same amount, $5.5 billion each of federal money and state-generated tax revenue. So it's a ton of money. And I think you had Mike DeBase from RITEC on before, and one of the things I'm curious to watch the next few years is with the growth in revenue slowing down because of the economy slowing, because the feds are now going to tighten their belts in a way they haven't, you know, are we going to see some difficult budgets where we really haven't the last few years, Tara? You know, I've covered the round budget for, you know, almost 15 years now. And, you know, other than this recent period, every year I covered was, money's tight. We're having trouble covering all the things people want. There's a big fight. You know, how many fights did Mattiello and Raimondo have about what should go in, what should be out? Last couple of years, it's been, you could kind of make everybody happy because there was just so much money around. Mm-hmm. Now I think we're going to be getting into more normal budget negotiations over the next few years after this year where they do have to make some harder choices.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You know, it's one of those things that I feel like we're trying to make it not we, but maybe the both, you know, the General Assembly and the Governor's Office and the Department of Administration sound like, you know, this is great, even though it's $14 billion. You know, we have a soundbite that if you go back during the election time, during campaigning time and debate time, where Governor McKee says, I'm the only one up here that obviously knows how to do a budget. There's no way that the budget would be bigger than last year. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
How are they trying to spin that in your mind in the sense that it's good to have all the, it's good to have all this federal money, the federal funds, which is, as you said, you know, another $5.5 billion, right? Or million. And in 2024.
Billion, you're correct.
Billion, okay. Yep. And then, and so that's supposed to be a good thing, but they've already allocated to spend it all, right? So I just, the average person, I think, sits at home listening to all this saying, all right, you break it down with what general revenue is coming in, how much federal money is coming in, the other stuff, right? Taxes, I guess, restricted receipts, business, yep. All the businesses, you know, paying in. Then what do we get for it? Do you get that breakdown? Are we going to get that? I'm sure we can go look it up on a website, but.
Right. I mean, look, I think, if my very high level summary of our budget would be, a huge chunk of it, 25 to 30% of the budget. I'm not sure what it is right now. All this money is just Medicaid, just health insurance and health care for lower income people of all ages, as well as some other small groups that get in there. So, a third of the budget is basically a health insurance company. You could almost think of it like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's just giving health insurance of various sorts to people. So that's already a couple billion of this money gone. Some of it's federal, some of it's state. Then they send a ton of money out to the cities and towns for schools. That takes up a lot of it. And then, salaries and benefits for the state workforce takes up a chunk. You got to pay into the pension fund, the stuff people would expect. Now, are there little, line items here and there that people might raise more eyebrows about? Certainly that happens every year. But generally speaking, it's just Rhode Island government has set up some pretty expensive programs. First and foremost, all the health care and social services programs that are provided. And I'm not saying they're bad or good. It's up to people. Each one is what they are. There's, lots of views on it. But fundamentally, lawmakers year after year, and voters keep voting these people in who support it, have set up these programs and keep them in place, and they are very expensive to run. And so the budget just gets bigger and bigger. And then, I think on the federal money, it's almost philosophical, Tara. Governor McKee, I think, has been pretty clear. He goes out of his way at many public appearances to praise Jack Reed, as well as Sheldon Whitehouse, David Cicilline, South Magaziner, and Jim Langevin before him, to say, these guys have brought back so much federal money. We need that money. We're going to spend it on, we can spend it on infrastructure projects.
Right.
It's helping us to fund, economic development initiatives we want to do, et cetera, et cetera. We love this money. That's just the view. It's generally viewed at the state house. If it's federal money, it's found money. They're just not thinking that, it's the responsibility of Rhode Island state leaders to care about the level of debt that the federal government has now run up and how the feds are going to pay their bills. They're just spend it. But then the other thing is, the tax revenue generated in Rhode Island has also soared. That's maybe the bigger surprise, that we've gone from collecting, a little less than $4 billion from Rhode Islanders a year in general taxes to well over $5 billion in just a couple of years. Some of that's inflation, but that's a big uptick in how much money is flowing out of Rhode Islanders' pockets into the state government's coffers, which is part of why you're seeing some pressure for tax cuts. The governor wants to cut the sales tax to 6.85%, things like that. Sort of nodding to the fact that people are, paying quite a bit more taxes total than they were just a few years ago.
So, Ted, just right there, as we're breaking all of this down, my head is always going to the people that get up, go to, schlep into work every day, paying those taxes. Everything's gone up for those of us that, are trying to do the right thing. We're not on assistance, or we're not on the state payroll. We're not in the pension situation, which is, we all know, as you just ran it down fantastically for us, that's the bulk of the budget. And so I say, you feel like you're getting your money's worth. For the people that are just left out of those three, giant groups of people, the sales tax would certainly make us feel better. The governor's talked about it, but is that part of this go around this time? 6.85?
It's what he's proposed. I mean, it's a small enough decrease that it's pretty affordable in the context of such a huge budget. It's only, $20, $30, $40 million less they'd bring in if they drop it to 6.85. But, after it went over the lawmakers, there were a lot of people who felt it was too small, which led to a little less enthusiasm than if he'd gone to 6.5%, which some of us thought he might do. But I think that's the question. And I've been saying this, honestly, since we first got those big infusions of money when Raimondo was still governor early in COVID. The feds have sent Rhode Island literally billions of extra dollars in the last few years. are Rhode Islanders going to look around in a couple of years and say, yes, I can see how that was invested? You know, we're still walking on, I'm sure people have seen, we still walk on sidewalks in Providence and other towns that have the little New Deal FDR Works Progress Administration thing in it, you know, because they were built during the New Deal with the relief money in the 1930s. So I think what I always wonder is, what will we see around Rhode Island for the next 100 years?
And that say, same okay, another seal. Time where
yeah, right. What is it going to be that people are going to feel like, another time the feds really sent a gusher of cash here? Was it used to make the most impact it possibly could? That's a big question, I think.
In another 30 years, God help us all. All right, Ted, maybe we'll have that soccer stadium by then. I don't know. Ted, thank you. Ted Nisi. Ted Nisi, thank you so much for your time. Welcome back.
Thanks, Tara. Good to be back.
All right, appreciate it.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.